That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
All right.
Go.
Sure.
Go with it. Go with it. Do it.
Brett, do it.
Brett. Brett, do it. Brett. Brett, keep this in the edit and do it.
Brett, keep it in the edit. Do it.
Oh!
Brett has a big chunky ring.
Slide tool. I'm surprised.
Were you surprised?
Were you surprised?
I was surprised.
Guess what? You shouldn't be surprised about. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, Scott, why didn't you support your friend Brett when he made that musical choice?
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Oh, isn't she rad on her new drum pad? And we got
Brett
he's
Moore.
Got the big chunky ring thing. Listen to that.
Guitar
sing. It's Brett Morris. Ooh, scary.
What is that called, Brett? A slide?
A slide.
Brett got a slide.
All right, listen. We've told you, you've begun to see, we're getting just some of our absolute favorite guests to walk us to that 300.
As we approach there, we're serious.
We're getting serious.
We're bringing the most serious people that we can, which means we're bringing straight
Seriously
geniuses.
Seriously good.
This one... Gosh, I'm so glad to have her.
A legend, an icon.
A legend, an icon, a genius, a wonderful friend. Please welcome back to the pod our dear friend, Rachel Bloom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is me, Lawrence of Arabia? That's what Scott was just playing?
Were you playing Lawrence of
Arabia? Bum, 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 bum. Ah, see.
I've always called you, though, the Lawrence of Arabia.
That's where my... that one. But is that ripped off of Lawrence of Arabia?
Is Sleepwalk...
Bum,
bum. Wow. Whoa. Okay.
We got a lawsuit on our hands.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Now, hold on. Can we, people that were not involved in the creation of either of those songs,
yeah.
Can we still do the lawsuit?
Da, da, da,
I think if we were lawyers, we could.
Da,
can we find some lawyers and cut them in?
Da, 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 da. It's okay. We'll try to do Lawrence of Arabia.
I mean, when you're right, you're right.
I mean,
who's that composer? It's he's a classic. It's like he's one of the great composers.
Beethoven.
We all
Beethoven.
Bach.
Know it.
I don't know.
And his name is
Bach.
Bach.
Toven. Bach-toven.
Bach-toven. Have you
the big dog?
Have you seen Lawrence of Arabia?
Yes,
I have.
In the way it was meant to be seen on my. A tiny television I had. At
yeah,
the
yeah.
Time.
That's, me too.
Yeah, mm.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
Oh, in like the 30s.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. I'm timeless.
Nothing would be less surprising.
Oh, whoops! Now I reveal.
Oh, whoops! I'm a Q.
What's that?
It's a Star Trek thing.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you meant you're in QAnon.
Well, now's as good a time as any to tell.
Last night I came across a text on Gregor's like computer that just said Q to someone. And I was like, what's that? He goes, I'm Q. And then he never actually explained what it was.
I'm Q.
So I think my husband's Q.
He has a lot to answer
That
for
would
him.
Really, honestly, I'd be a little bit relieved because I'd be like, oh, it was performance art, as I suspected the whole time. Right.
I would be like impressed because like, where did you find the time?
Yeah.
It does
when did
feel
you find
real
he's
time.
Really busy.
Yeah. To yeah. be Q. That would be, it's just too packed of a schedule.
It's really a full-time gig, at least, right? Like you're pushing overtime queue hours.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. You're finding that midnight oil.
You're burning the midnight queue oil.
Mm-hmm. Which is from snakes, which run the government or something. I don't actually know which conspiracies are queue specific. I just sort of think of all of them. Like it's a big tent.
I think, yeah, I think of Q as like stoking many flames of like, yeah, a little bit of this over here. Yes, this is also true. And a little bit of this.
Q is actually, did you watch Into the Storm, the QAnon documentary?
I heard people talking about it.
Is thumbs up from Dana.
Fantastic. It's a Adam McKay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And but it's real. It's all real. And no, QAnon's very specifically based on this person Q, who was posting on 4chan and then 8chan, claiming to be either Trump or an upper level
government
high
worker,
up
in, right, yes.
claiming that the world is run by pedophiles and that Trump is going to expose all of them. So I don't know if it's lizard people. The lizard people thing might be, or maybe there's lizard people in it.
Right. I think it's like as it grew, it started to like umbrella anything else it could to like keep outrage,
the
you know?
Real lizard people must feel real misrepresented by the things that we say about them on the internet.
Yeah.
Right? Because everyone's like, they're running the government. They're a religious cabal. And really, they're just like
people who are lizards.
I've seen lizards and I know what lizards do. Lizards come out on the hottest rocks they can find and they do a bunch of push-ups. Then when someone almost steps on them, they run away.
Everyone knows that lizard people are just gym bros.
They're just gym bros looking for hot rocks, trying to get gains, trying to get swole, trying to get that pump. And they're a little cold blood before it gets to be winter, where I guess they all disappear.
I promise you, Rachel, this is better than dealing with Q.
I didn't even mean to get us on Q. I forgot that we were doing a musical. I thought we were just shooting shit.
How much do you lift? How much pump do you pump a pump? But how hot are you on that rock? Have you skipped your days of legs? Do you make sure every day that you push it up in every kind of way?
Worship at the steeple of kings.
Lizard people
worship at the steeple of kings. Sick kings. Reps on reps on reps. That's what the reppin' reptile is for. They're doing lots of weight. They're doing deadlifts. They put the weights back on the floor. They do not drop the weights. They put the weights down gently and quietly, because they have respect for those around as they work physically. As these lizard people worship at the steeple of gates. Lizard people worship at the steeple of gates.
That's when right. they're done, they always have great playlists that are fun. They always take a shake of protein straight to the not snake. Snakes are welcome if they want to do it too. They just don't have to lift it through, but they can come if they want. Here's what I will not measure on. I have to be near a hot rock.
Oh yeah.
I have to be near a hot rock.
If I'm not near a hot rock, my heart stops.
I've got to be near a hot rock.
Lizard people worship at the steeple of gates.
Lift 1, 2, 1, and 2.
Lizard people worship at the steeple of gates. break down the machines. Even though we do not have sweat glands, it's just polite to do a little wipe, and everyone understands. They all understand.
I also really love those big ropes.
Yeah, we love you and the ropes.
Does everybody else love
just
those
picking
big
up
ropes?
Two ropes and throwing them around, gym style. You know ropes.
Hey, bros. A new kind of store is moving in next door.
What's that?
I don't know. Something that's not lizard people worshiping up the steeple of games.
Yeah, it's not lizard people. It's not a gym.
I wonder what kind of small business we're about to share a wall with.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Oh, they got our bell on the door already.
Hello.
Hey, neighbor.
What's up, neighbor? We just wanted to bring you over some athletic greens.
Yeah. Oh. You like spinach? You like kale?
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, yeah, what do you got here? You got a kind of a...
Yeah.
Oh, those are smoothies.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a rat person. And we're all
classic.
We're all into wellness, but we believe you don't need to exercise. You just need to eat charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Charcoal. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
remember, there's the wellness rats that eat charcoal.
We're actually, you'd think we're gym rats, and that was the pun
making. But you're wellness rats.
I'm wellness. So we're trying to fight the stereotype. A lot of us, they think that we're gym rats,
yeah.
But we're like, no, we don't go to the gym. Working out's actually bad for you.
Oh. It's bad for
us. What you want to do is eat charcoal and lots of garbage. And you will stay hot, and that's the store that we're opening. I'm basically the Gwyneth Paltrow of rats.
Oh, yeah. This place is called Roop.
Yep.
Rat Roop. Goop.
Roop.
The rat goop. Goop store.
Anyway.
I'd take a charcoal
smoothie. I'll take a charcoal,
all
yeah.
All right.
But
wait a second. Did you come from the gym next door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're very anti-workout here at Roop.
Oh, like you won't even take our money?
No.
Oh.
In fact, we're going to take your little gym down.
Wait.
Oh no. It's that kind of story. All right. Yeah. I mean, like.
Oh, shoot.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
I've heard this place. We're just a small mom and pop gym with three floors and a bunch of instruments. But there's hundreds of Roops.
Oh, no.
And we procreate a very quick. Great. Do you realize that if one of us decides to have babies within a year, we have 15 million babies?
Oh,
that's
trike.
A lot. Wait, have you had 15 million? Hold on.
I have.
Hold on. My friend Elliptical is asking me something. Yeah?
Trike.
Yeah, what's up?
We're not going to be any match for the global chain Roop.
Yeah.
Who hates all gyms.
Yeah.
But can I ask you, are you new to the Roop conglomeration, or are you like middle manage? Are you just a franchisee of this single store?
Also, how many children do you have?
Yeah.
Because what's that like?
The group was started by my great-great-great-grandmother.
Okay.
About 5 years ago. There's a lot of pressure on me to uphold the rat family
legacy.
It's like
a fifth generation.
I'm fifth generation within 5 years.
Yeah.
I have myself given birth to 6,000 children.
Wow.
I'm putting a lot of pressure on them.
Sure.
So listen, my entire identity is riding on this.
Yeah. Damn, that's...
Okay. Yeah, you've got to take us down. Honestly, we got to help you.
Oh, so it's that kind of story now.
I mean...
Who knows what kind of story it is?
Okay, because I thought we were enemies, and now you're going to help me, so...
Listen, mammals and reptiles, we're as different can be. You've got toes, and we've got toes, but our blood is different temperatures, you see.
Sure, we all have faces.
Yeah.
We all have heads and legs.
Right, but this is a list of ways that we're different.
So you are born and we come from eggs.
I have warm blood and you don't have warm blood.
That's right, our blood's cold. And we've got tails.
We do too.
Okay, that one didn't hold. But do you crawl around like we do?
Sure do.
Okay, that one didn't work too. Do you like going small places?
Check.
What about like really small spaces?
Yep. Nope,
like under a house?
Yeah,
that part.
Or
no.
Under a bush.
None of that. Have you ever been called a pest? But have you ever been called a pest?
Have lizards ever been called a pest?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah, once or twice.
Really?
I mean, I've personally been called a pest.
Are you guys fucking stupid? Rats are the definition of pests.
Shoot.
That's why my family started this business. Man.
Oh.
You guys.
Damn.
We are different as can be because we don't have a family legacy bearing down on us. Five generation of rats.
No. As far as I know, I was an egg before I was an egg. I don't know what I was. I was just an egg, and then I was here before I was an egg.
We need to help you find your family.
Oh shit, is that kind of story?
We need to help you find.
May rear their ugly heads.
I'm also gay.
But we will put those stories to bed and not talk. It's not a story about
those who lie down with fleas. Wake up with me.
Also not that kind of story. And it's not the kind of story about multiple timelines.
It's not.
Since you don't work there, we can get a charcoal smoothie for the road?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so here's all the information I have about my origin. Here's a piece of shelf. Oh, a bee.
Hello, I'm opening up my own store on this underground place.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we're not doing this right now.
Are you sure? It's called 23 and B.
Oh!
Okay, we do.
Okay,
we do want to engage.
You know, are you familiar with 23 and B?
And B as
23
in,
and B.
I'm not familiar. This is my first time hearing about
it. I'm familiar with 23 and B, which is a service that humans use.
Yes, it's similar to that. Here's what we do: we take your DNA, or saliva, however you want to give it. Oh, yes. I'll just explain what's on this chart. Well, we take your DNA and we put it in a little jar, and we shut and close that jar, and we send it off to a lab that's far, and we trace our generations back to find what we can see, to look at your results and figure out whether or not you're a bee. 23andMe, 23andMe, in your DNA, is there bee for me to see? 23andMe, 23andMe.
Excuse me, sir.
Buzz, 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 let's see. Are you part bee?
Listen, we're sorry to say we know that she's a... Your service sounds amazing, but It sounds like what you're saying is that you can only check DNA to see if whether or not you are in fact a bee.
Correct. 23andMe.
So what do you do with someone's DNA who isn't a bee?
Well, here's what we do. We put it in a little jar, and we send that jar away, and we see if in your DNA there is bee DNA.
No.
Good luck with your store.
Well, you don't even want to test to see if you're bee.
How long does the results take?
How long do you live?
How long do I live?
Uh-huh.
2 to 5 years?
Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll get those results back in like 24 hours.
Sure, I'll do it just in case.
I can almost guarantee you are not a bee.
I know, I just kind of...
Well, what do you know? Sometimes people are surprised to find out that they're bee.
I'll do it too. I'll spit in the vial.
We don't have vials. We have jars. We're in a little jar.
All right, here you go.
Well, you can spit. I was going to ask. How about you? Okay. You know what? I'm going to do it, too.
I think you are a bee.
Well, we don't know. Sometimes you're surprised you get back your DNA.
All right, yeah, absolutely.
I was a bee this whole time, but turns out I'm a termite? Wow.
You should... Well, it won't tell you what you are. It'll only tell you you're not a bee.
Oh, that's right.
And is that worth knowing if you already think you're a bee?
Wow. That's a different kind of question that I'm not prepared to answer.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah?
If we go on a quest, do you want to come with us?
Sure.
Is it that kind of story where are we gathering friends along the way?
Oh, this might be a sort of like backdoor Ocean's 11 situation.
Wow, That kind of story.
Only as a layer on, we're not going to pivot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me just send these jars away really back, quick, and... Okay, 24 hours, we should know.
All right,
you're
cool.
Part bee.
All right, well, trike.
Yeah, elliptical.
That's me. And actually, we didn't get your name yet, rat friend, did we?
My name's Gwyneth.
Gwyneth, oh, great,
yeah.
Great. Gwyneth and
Gwyneth Rattro.
And B.
What's that?
What's your name, B?
And B.
Oh, boy. All right, trike, elliptical, Gwyneth, and B.
And B.
Hop on this human skateboard I have.
Whoa. Whoa, where'd you get this, my dude?
Oh, do you know what? Humans are always leaving the craziest things in the trash. I bet you know about that, Gwyneth.
Oh, boy, do I know all about that. Unfortunately, I only look for the things that have good vibes and positive energy vibes. But a lot of things carry the energy of the universe that humans discard.
Wow.
Like,
can you do a vibe reading of this board?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Okay. Okay, this board's trash. This isn't. But let me tell you what does... There's a lot of trash that actually does vibrate with the energy of the universe. Sandwich wrappers.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are totally put you in touch with the stars.
Whoa.
Okay. Old tinfoil?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. A lot of people think it is, but it's not. But I'll tell you what is the soda can tops.
Oh, sure, yeah. Just the tops?
There's magic in the garbage, like magic in the stars. Just open up your mouth and mind and you will see thars. There's magic in the garbage, there's magic in the stars. Just open up your mouth and gut and you will see thars. An old t-shirt speaks to Venus. An old pair of pants isn't anything. That old can, that's how you communicate with the afterlife. But you won't see it if you don't look for the magic in the stars.
magic in the stars.
Open up your gut and mind and you will see the.
We have got to look through this trash to see if the stars can find a link to your past.
This t-shirt could have vibes, but these pants, they do not. This can that talks to the afterlife, that can we have got. And maybe this old gallon of milk.
What an old gallon of milk.
That tells you when you will die.
You learn to die from an old.
Picture of a little lizard hospital.
Oh my gosh.
It smells like barf, which means it's tied to mercury. Wait, put up your little paw. Let's see if it matches. I mean, it's obviously a lot bigger.
But it's the same shape, and it's from a hospital that would have been given when you hatched, were born, or hatched, right? So if your paws are the same shape, feet, paws, I don't know, either way, it is a match.
Have to look to the stars and see what magic is theirs. Look to the stars, look through the
says, I was hatched in a hospital. Wait, hatched in a hospital lab on an experimental lab?
Yeah, it says experimental lab at the top of this thing.
What the? Maybe I wasn't born but created?
Is there a difference between born and created? Will this lizard find the respite they so deeply desire? What kind of story is it anyway? Find out when we return to the second half of Not That Kind of Story, the musical.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right, so when we last left, all right. So here's this kind of story so far. Two lizards, a rat and a bee, are off on a journey to find one lizard's family. And we just found a mysterious piece of garbage that perhaps leads to a laboratory. What will happen next? I don't know. We're making up this story.
And of course it is called Not That Kind of Story.
There's
Doctor, doctor.
Yes, doctor.
Doctor, doctor, doctor.
Yes, sorry. Doctor, doctor is
yes,
here.
Yes, doctor, doctor, and doctor.
I'm, yes.
Okay, and doctor. Great.
Yes.
Yes.
And doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor. And doctor.
And doctor.
Great. Now we know who we all are. One of the patients is not responding well to the latest serum we gave them.
Ugh. Not well, like they don't like it, or not well, like...
No, of course, they never like it. But the patient seems to have taken their own blood and scrawled an anarchy A on one of the walls. I think we need to stop.
That's deeply troubling.
Because, doctor, doctor, and doctor, this is what I've been saying. We've gone too far.
Now let's go back to the chart.
Let's slow down.
Let's slow down.
Let's look at the chart.
God, every time we look at the chart...
Things that we've done and things the patients have done after we've done the things.
A person we turned into a rat. So far, so good.
So far, good.
A person we turned into a bee. So far, so good.
So far, good.
But a lizard we tried to turn into a bee. So far, so escaped. We still haven't found those lizards who are quarter lizard, three-quarter bee, and they've escaped, and now... Their families are rebelling.
Well, they'll probably just live their whole lives as lizards, not knowing that they're... Really,
yes,
the problem would come from the knowledge,
right? How
could
they ever
find
out if they were bees?
The problem would come from the knowledge when they would realize, oh no, I am something that I didn't know I've been.
I'm a lizard and I'm also a quarter bee.
Because as we know, it's the knowledge that triggers the changes inside you to become some sort of bee-lizard hybrid that, as we know, would destabilize the entire
and
world.
And as we know, if enough of them realize it at the same time, they would hive.
They would swarm.
And as we also know, that's already happened in the lab. What if it happens on the outside? These are all signs.
Well,
this lab is so tight, though. Like, all of the holes that go outside to, like, the street, they're so small.
Can I tell you, when I look at this lab, I just go, ooh, damn. That lab is so tight.
I mean, yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we keep it real tight in this lab.
Look,
you know?
I get it. This lab makes me wet, too. All right? This lab is so fucking...
I'm so horny for this lab.
This lab is so fucking tight.
Do you think how horny we are affects how good we are at our jobs?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Doctors, doctors, we need to get a hold of ourselves. Oh, I can't fight it. Even I can't fight it.
Oh.
I take a look at this lab coat. I've never felt so fine. I take a look at the walls of this lab. I think, damn, I've got to make them mine.
I look at all the sparkling walls and I wanna get inside, because every part of this old lab is really tight.
Yeah, I wanna fist the fuck out of this lab. Fist the fuck out of this lab.
Talking five fingers deep into this lab to hear the pleasure that the lab will say.
Have you ever been in the lab late at night, all damn alone?
Oh yeah! Have you ever twisted the lab's two beakers just to hear the lab moan?
Have you ever gone a pinch on the light switch to ask the light switch if it thinks more? Have you ever flicked the light switch on and off to see how much the light switch can endure?
Wanna fist the fuck out of this lab.
I wanna
fist the fuck out of this lab.
Sex with a lab ain't vanilla, it sure ain't drab. I wanna fist the fuck
out of this lab.
DSM in this lab.
Called
early day.
Call it early day.
Early day.
Early
we'll
day.
Deal with the weird blood anarchy A tomorrow. Today, I think we got to...
We got to get out of here.
I don't know that I can... I don't think I'm done.
I don't think
today.
I could... think I'm spent.
Oh, doctors, as much as I'd like to disagree, my pants are soaked.
Yeah.
All right.
My pants are more liquid.
Oh, you know what? Let's put all of these pants in the trash.
Let's throw them in the trash. These pants are nothing.
Oh, I know, like, 24 hours is, like, honestly a giant, it's a pretty large percentage of my 2 to 5 years on this planet, but I can't believe they've already passed as we've been zooming around on this skateboard trying to find this lab.
Yep, let me just sort of, you're under the HUD back?
Well, now I might want to, yeah, because, like, I don't know. I didn't think that I was from a lab, and now my brain's all kaboobled.
Tell you what, I'll go get him. Because I can go much faster than you on a skateboard.
Yeah, you can fly.
I'll just get those results and come back. I'm excited to find out about all of us.
Okay.
MLB.
Hey, and while Aunt B is gone, Trike, Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys? Like, has this brought up any feelings?
I'm a little cold. Yeah, I'm cold.
Oh,
shoot. It's getting late and I'm cold.
Do you want me to search out for a hot rock?
Maybe I got one.
Or Gwyneth, could we... Can we cuddle next to your warm rat body?
Yeah, get on my rat body.
Yes, thanks.
And my, you know what they say? I'm still lactating. I'm always lactating. So here's some hot little milk for you.
Hot milk.
I've never had milk before.
Hot rat milk.
Hot rat milk. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
Have you ever heard the folk song?
Hot rat milk?
Yeah.
No.
How's it go?
Oh, it's... a song sung by my relatives in the Ozarks. Ah, I remember my mother singing it to me while my 8 million siblings and I would nuzzle. Hot rat milk.
Uh-huh.
Hot rat milk. That's it.
Beautiful.
Just sing that over again.
So it goes like,
hot red milk.
And then you suck
the milk.
Right. And then you go like,
hot red milk.
It's so funny when songs have like multiple parts, but when you have a hook that's as good as
hot red milk.
And I find myself feeling so soothed by it. You know, it's like sitting right in my heart.
I'm sure there were other lyrics at some point.
Hot rat milk.
We want to make time in the song for you to actually sip the hot rat milk. Because if you're talking about the hot rat milk, then you can't drink
that's
the hot
so
rat
nice,
milk.
That's so nice. Because when I think of
hot rat milk,
I wouldn't really like so many songs don't leave you room to do the thing the song wants you to do, which is obviously sip on delicious
hot rat milk.
Shake it out, baby. They're singing about shaking it out. There's no time to actually shake.
Right.
Unlike
hot red milk.
Which arguably is more time than song, I think.
Definitely, absolutely. It's
hot red milk.
And then so much time to savor, drink, savor again, and think about it and wonder if you'd like another drink of
hot red milk.
Also, as a lullaby, it functions very well because it allows you a lot of time to fall asleep.
There's a lot of repetition to the
hot red milk.
And then by now you're asleep, and you can stop it whenever you want.
Wait,
like
I have
most lullabies.
I have a question. Has anyone done a hot rat milk round?
I've heard tell.
I mean, people
heard
have obviously
stories.
Done a round of hot rat milk.
Right?
No, but I've
sung hot rat milk.
Hot rat milk.
Hot rat milk.
We were just having the most beautiful nap.
Oh, what I miss?
Hot rat milk.
What's that?
Hot rat milk?
Hot rat milk?
What's that?
That's both a rat, drink and a lullaby.
It's rat from my nipple. It's hot. It's milk from my... What's the result? Sorry, I forgot.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about hot
I
rat
forgot
milk.
My voice. There it is.
It just feels like you all went through something really cool, and I just want to know what it is.
Hot rat milk. That's basically it.
Okay, thanks. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my result.
I'm going to do mine first.
Okay. And B.
I'm a bee.
Yay.
I'm a bee
on this track.
I'm a bee being a bee.
I'm a bee. Open this envelope. Whack.
I need to celebrate my results a little bit more before I read yours. Is that okay?
Sure.
I guess, yeah.
I'm a bee being a bee. Every bee that's a bee wants to be me. I go around flowers, I buzz around trees. I'm the bee that you ever will see. Look at me, buzz. Buzzing what bee's gonna do because I have some cousins, I call them my cuz. All that I do is what a bee does. Oh! I'm a bee. And I always will be a bee. Okay, thank you.
And bee. I love you.
Thank you.
I straight up love you, dog.
I love you too.
This is not that kind of story, but like if we were still just at the gym doing reps, getting gains,
I would be like,
get your stinger in here and let's go.
Oh yeah, I'd love to do reps.
And this is also not the kind of story, but you're making me realize that I might be gay.
Wow.
But again, we're not.
It's not that.
Let's not dive into that. But what a great realization for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bull.
Great. I'm gonna open my little envelope. This is going to be such a joke.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously a lizard.
I'm obviously a lizard. Oh, my. Duke.
Oh, changing. What's going on with you, dude?
Having a new sensation. Coming into a big realization. Oh, no. What is this? I can't help but in this. Into this envelope, all this knowledge, all like 4 years jammed up of college. Growing up too, now I'm 6 feet, and I got paws, but I stand on my feet. I'm standing upright like a people does, cause this came in and oh buzz. 3/4, oh get me some water, because I am 3/4 a lizard. But oh check this, get with a wizard. Here's another thing I found about me, that last 1/4 left I am a bee. And now I got a thought that can't help but linger. This cow explains I don't have a tail, have a stinger. Always been worried why it's so short and sharp. Always been feeling like I'm lost in the dark. Always been feeling straight, sad and alone, like the sound that the lab makes when it gives a moan. Oh, oh.
3/4 lizard.
Oh, oh, oh.
1/4 bee.
Oh, oh, oh.
3/4 lizard.
Oh, oh, oh.
1/4 bee.
Oh, oh, oh.
3/4 lizard.
Oh, oh, oh.
1/4 bee.
Oh, oh, oh.
3/4 lizard. Now we realize that it's a monstrosity.
And this thing's always been inside me, and that has been the thing. But now that I've got this knowledge, I straight up also know that I'm the queen. And yeah, my blood is bold, and my blood is still running cold. But if my blood was running warm, then I'd start a swarm.
Swarm. But all a queen.
Yes, 100% queen. Got my swarm.
I've always felt the need to do, like...
Sorry, let me pick you up, because now I'm 6 feet tall.
You're so big.
Yeah.
Can I see those results?
Yeah.
Okay, it says 3/4 lizard, 1/4 bee, 100% queen. Also, human genetics are in here somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the changes that happen when I hit the knowledge.
Oh, cool. That made you big.
That made me big.
Okay, great.
Because when we deal with nature in ways we don't understand, sometimes they can have unforeseen repercussions.
Wow.
Like you turn into like a humanoid who stands on 2 legs and is 6 feet tall.
Right.
But it's 100% queen.
100% queen, 3/4 lizard, 1/4 bee.
Slay.
Rob, you want to read yours? This is sort of a big thing to deal with.
Yeah, this is a lot. I really... Okay,
do you
fine.
See how the skies are darkening with the swarm of my fellow lizard bees?
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm really more interested in dealing with this than opening up my results, because if I'm also a bee, that's gonna be a whole... I don't know if we're in that kind of story
actually,
either.
Can I read your results again one more time?
Sure.
What it actually says is 1/4 bee, and that's all it knows. Which we assume it's 3/4 lizard.
You're right.
Trans women being specifically.
You're right. I sort of filled in.
I mean, look, you're clearly part lizard.
You know, you're right. There could be a bunch of other stuff in there.
I'm now thinking maybe my business model needs to be updated.
And that's great for you. And if that were this kind of story, we'd follow that.
Yeah. I opened your results. You're 0%.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Because honestly, I was really worried. Because I can't follow that. I can't rap.
How could you?
I can't. I just can't.
How could anyone?
Yeah.
I mean, a queen.
I am 100% queen. But you
the
guys.
The test can tell you if you're a queen, because that's a blue thing.
But we specifically said that me getting some sort of powers, that's not this kind of story.
Right.
This is a story about finding my family.
So we ignore the powers.
But we already did establish you've somehow grown to be 6 feet tall.
Right, because it's the knowledge of me knowing that I'm one quarter
bee. So that's canon.
That's canon, and I do have my own swarm of other bee.
There's a bunch of bees following you around now. And lizards. Yeah. Hi, dudes, by the way.
What's up?
But honestly, Gwyneth, Trike, and B.
Elliptical. Law.
We know what this story is.
It's about you finding your family. Wait a minute.
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 Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Because we've been all together.
And now I'm starting to realize that actually this is one of those found family stories.
The family
actually,
that you were looking for is the family you made
along.
Family was the friends we made along the way. Actually, it's that kind of story.
But first, sorry. I've been in the shadows following you as you made your team.
Who are you?
Really quick.
Yeah.
I need the four of you.
You gotta tell me who you are. I'll wait.
Sorry.
I gotta know who's talking to me.
I'm sorry. I'm surprised you didn't know. It's me, Danny Ocean. And
Master Thief Daniel Ocean?
Really quick. You didn't know, but this whole time, I was also assembling you as a team. And really quick.
This has happened to me before. This has always happened to me.
Just so quick.
Yeah, Danny, what's up?
I just need you to break into this vault with your specific set of skills.
No problem.
Hello. Yeah, you're always targeting rats because we can get in small spaces.
Yes, nice to see you, Gwyneth. I'm so sorry to come.
No, Danny, it's fine. Like, we can do this real quick, but then we gotta get back on track,
bro. I promise you.
Because it's not that kind of story.
I promise you. I just want it so quick.
What's in that thing that you need so bad?
You're not gonna believe this.
Oh, wait. I think I know.
My 23andMe results.
Danny, are you telling me that your heist is actually all about trying to find your family?
Yeah.
Oh, you took 23andMe results?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's just do it. I mean, listen, a little heist don't hurt nobody.
Couldn't he just send in his results to you again?
Well, it does, but that would take 24 hours. How much time do you have?
I don't have that kind of time. Okay,
but it's in this vault?
It's in this vault.
I'm not going to get into why that's the case. Let's just get this out of here.
All right, fine.
Heist really quick and then get back to what we're doing before. We don't have time for an entire heist, just a quick heist. Let's get on the floor.
We've already done that thing where we swapped in the video cameras with the other footage, and we've already done that thing where we have a distraction so we have that time, we can't afford it.
And we already did the thing we hopped over the lasers, cause we small, we went under the lasers.
Now comes the part where you think, oh no, it went wrong, but it went right. It's a tidal heist.
It went right. It's a tiny heist.
And now we ring the bell of the tiny heist.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell of the tiny heist.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, and house done.
Hey, thank you.
You want me to read it?
Oh, no, I can read it.
You want me to do it?
Sure, MB.
Or I can't read this.
I, Danny Ocean, am 100% B.
Yeah.
I've been a B this whole time?
Yeah, we all know. We're just in my son. I mean, look at you, bud.
I'm a big bee.
Big rings.
I'm
black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah. Stinger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big bee.
I'm a big bee.
All right, well, thank you so much. Yeah, this has so really welcome. Been very I'm helpful. Like I really fan. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Bye, fucking Danny Ocean.
Fucking Danny Ocean.
He's
now
he's like always lurking in the shadows.
Yeah. I have done so many heists for that
have
asshole.
You seriously?
So many also, fucking
do you ever get a cut? Like, that's my
fuck,
thing.
No.
I guess there's no cut in this situation. No.
Well, they say you'll get 3%, but I never see the checks.
Are you serious?
I never see the
and
checks.
And you got 6,000 miles
here's
to
the thing.
Feed.
Danny Ocean says I get residuals. He doesn't release his numbers. So how am I supposed to
know? How do we know the residuals?
So here's the thing.
Percent of what? Question mark?
Exactly. It's all a secret.
Right.
And I try to get that's the numbers from up. It. He says, oh, well, you can't know the numbers. And he's very vague about it. So how am I supposed to know what residuals
what's the,
I'm on?
What's the union sort of agreement there? Like, is there sort of like a collective action that we could take? Because like, let's be real now.
The Rat Guild of America?
Honestly, this sounds like a family problem. Because it's a problem with a member of my family. It's a problem for me.
Me. Like, because actually, we were the family all along.
Yes, right. That's
remember?
Where we left off. That's really the thing we needed to
actually,
get back to.
Actually, we were the family all along.
We thought we were different. Cause it was always about lifting steel. But hey, families can be different. It's not what makes family real.
We thought we were on a journey that would help just one. But that was just the first sentence, and now the story is done. Turns out it was a found family story. Oh, it turns out it was a found family story.
And because now you're my family, I gotta say,
not what we're doing here. Those are different stories. We hope we've made that pretty clear.
If you're going through the story, if you're going through this story's trash, some of the story is good, but part of the story, it was pants.
And pants is nothing. Just
to quote QAnon, it wasn't anything we did. It was really about the friends we made along the way.
You know, I could go for some more Rodman.
Rodman.
That's right.
Rodman.
found the note at the end.
You found it just like we found family.
The end. Oh my gosh.
A small, small heist.
A small, small
rat, rat milk.
23 and Beam.
Lots of really good world building that we didn't need.
Honestly, what a joy to be able to say, these are all stories it could be, and it's not that kind.
And what a joy to do all world building and almost no story.
That's right.
We love it. That's the fun part anyway. And we hope you've had fun, too, listening to Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Dana Wickens, really
looking
going
so rad on
the
that,
Roland.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, brand shout out. Sponsor us, Roland. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
And of course, huge
thank you so much for all the times you've come on Off Book, perform live with Off Book. We really appreciate it.
Get her jacket, Rachel Bloom.
Thank you so much.
I'm lactating for all of you right now.
Thank you so much.
Rachel,
I wish you could see the space work of Hot Rap.
Yeah, it's really good. You can't see it. You'll have to imagine it in your mind's eye. Rachel, anything you want the people to know? Look at?
No, just look at my Instagram. I'm having kind of an on-running touring show right now called Death Let Me Do My Special that might be in your city.
Check it out. I mean,
is that kind of story for you?
If that show's in your city, go see her face with your face.
Get there. Also, just a quick note, again, as we are approaching episode 300, those of you who haven't heard, there's some changes coming to Off Book. Cancel your memberful. Go listen to the announcement episode for all the details you need. But until next time, as we say at the end of every episode, if you're trying to figure out who you be,
why don't you start by finding your family? And be 20.
Bye. I did set you up for a rhyme that was ending with a homonym for the same word. Oops, that's my fault.
That's okay.
Buzz, buzz, bye.